Who would think that one end result of Katrina would be a farm on Carrollton Avenue? Certainly not Johnny Blancher. The son of John Blancher of rock and roll fame, he has been helping his dad out since he was a kid.
At 12 years old, I was punching cash registers and selling bowling shoes, selling drinks, and working a short order kitchen and a catering kitchen. We grew up as a food family. You know, everybody in the house cooked, from my father to my mother to my grandparents. And obviously, anyone that's grown up around here knows that everything's centered around food and beverage.
But none of that ranked high for Johnny. All he wanted to do was play baseball. So from Rummel High School, it was off to LSU to do that for 2.5 years before finishing at Loyola. In the summer between his college graduation and what was supposed to be an entry into law school, Johnny found himself helping out his dad one more time, something he enjoyed so much it ended any thought of a legal career. Then the family bought Ye Olde College Inn, one of New Orleans' iconic neighborhood restaurants, even though, he says, they didn't know too much about how to run it. The hours were crazy, the learning curve steep, and then came the storm, a flooded business, an uncertain future.
Of course, Katrina also created a lot of tough situations in many neighborhoods, and blight and abandoned homes and empty lots. And as lots started to come for sale next door to us, we started purchasing them, and in a sense, out of self-defense, you know, that fear of the unknown, what's going to happen next? Before you know it, I felt like I was in the grass cutting business and didn't really want to be in that, and decided that, heck, you know, my grandfather was a farmer and rancher, and it's my mother's family. Maybe I could ask a few questions and get into that and start on the farm-to-table thing. I'd love to have fresher produce. I'd love to have a better product for my customers. Started tinkering with it, and now I guess you could say we have a full-fledged farm on Carrollton Avenue.
I defy anyone not to smile driving by that one-acre spot across from the Archdiocese building. It is not only bountiful with its arrow straight rows of fruits, herbs, and vegetables, it is truly beautiful, a marvelous little rural oasis in the middle of 6 lanes of traffic.
We have a full-time farmer now, Ronald Taylor. Ronnie Taylor is actually an electrician by trade who has a green thumb. Ronnie's been around the College Inn for, I don't know, I'm going to date him here, it might be 40 years. There's many New Orleanians who know who Ronnie Taylor is, and now he can be found on the farm on a daily basis in his little safari hat, walking around making sure things are watered and kept and picked. He loves it. He does a great job with it. He keeps it all nice and neat and clean the way we set out to do, and of course I get out there on a regular basis, and we have other staff members that get out there and help as well. The guys in the kitchen love it. Chef Brad McGee, he goes out there every day picking something, tinkering with something. He's got a new idea, he goes out, grabs what he needs, goes back in, and it shows up on the plate a couple of weeks later, or maybe that day, you never know.
In case you haven't figured it out by now, Johnny Blancher isn't the kind who's ever quite finished. There always seems to be another idea. The most recent has taken him down to Vermilion Parish, where he's figured out how his uncle's grass-fed cattle can provide the beef for the hamburgers in his restaurant.
Again, it's one of those things where you never know where life's bringing you. When I was a kid and I was riding horseback with my grandfather, I never thought that I'd actually end up a cowboy. As a kid, I grew up, all I ever wanted to do was play baseball. I didn't see myself as being in the restaurant business, bowling business, music business, cattle industry. None of that ever was in my wildest dreams, but I'm sure having fun now.
For more information about the Blancher Family Enterprises and Johnny Blancher's new reality show, go to WWNO.org or NOLAVIE.com. For WWNO, I'm Sharon Litwin. Thank you.